Gar, I can tell a lot of the stuff we do is Kuf, page Kuf Chaf Hey. Just for a few minutes, I want to spend some time, a lot of time on Lag BaOmer. Kuf Chaf Hey, page Kuf Chaf Hey, Halacha Kuf Mem Gimel, on the very, very bottom. Kuf Mem Gimel, Ein Goizrin Shnei Charamois B'yoy Mechad. There must be some psychology behind this, besides Halacha, and something to learn from. Beis Din, in the olden days, would issue what's called a cherim. And we don't really appreciate what a cherim is. We think a cherim means no one's allowed, don't talk to this person. We hear every once in a while a fellow who does not want to give a get. Rachman al-Islan. And the Rabbanim, they get up, make an announcement that no one should have any dealings with this person. They should not do business with him. And all of the shul should not give him an aliyah. No one should provide to this fellow any services. Okay, so that's what we call a cherim.
You have to throw him out.
I mean, you can't throw someone out. You can go call the police. Today, you're very limited.
Civil laws.
You're very limited what you can do. That's the truth. What can you really do today? So, and also, unfortunately, there's always another side, right? That's the way, unfortunately, there's always someone that will tell you, so they don't go to this shul, they go to that shul. But the point is, there is something called issuing a cherim. Sometimes there are some situations in today's society where the rabbanim are able to get together, they're able to make an announcement, they're able to issue a statement which the tzibur listens to. But what's issued today is nothing more than a request that the community should distance themselves from a person in order to force him, or in order to make him to realize that what he's doing is horrible and should do the right thing. But there's really much, much more to the cherim that was done in the time of Chazal. And that is, it was a curse. It wasn't just a request that people should distance themselves from an individual. A cherim included a curse. The Beis Din would actually curse a person. And that's a serious matter. And as a side point, if a person is cursed, so mamele, you stay away from him. You also are not going to have any dealings with this individual to give him honor or to use his services, to engage in business or to talk to him because he's cursed. But the curse is a scary, scary principle. So this was something that was done in the time of Chazal to certain people. And here, there were a lot of different problems, and Beis Din probably had on their agenda to issue multiple curses. And sometimes there was a need to do so in a single day to issue more than one curse. So it says here an incredible principle: Ein Goizrin Shnei Charamois B'yom Echad. Today, there's no such thing as a real cherim. The most you can do today is every Beis Din will get together. Every Rav will agree, they'll say, give advice to the tzibur, stay away. No Rav today is going to issue, it doesn't exist, this concept of issuing a curse, a real cherim. And also, by the way, in the time of Chazal, the cherim, when they gave a curse, the curse was enough, the ban of not dealing with a person only lasted for 30 days. So for 30 days, you'll hide out in your basement. After 30 days, you can come back to shul. So it had to be renewed.
Went to a different shul.
Well, today you go to a different shul, but then you can come back to the same shul. It was only 30. The stam cherim was only 30 days. But the curse lingers. That you can't take away. So when Beis Din has to go to take these extreme measures and issue a curse, they're not allowed to issue more than one curse a day. Because it's like almost like they're like a killer Beis Din. It's a killer Beis Din. When the whole attitude of the Beis Din is such, we're just here to curse people. Even though this is totally relevant today, practically, literally, but the lessons of this halacha are very, very significant. It's a very, very powerful thing that a rabbinic figure should never be perceived in the eyes of the tzibur as an institution of bitterness and of holding a big bat and cursing and beating up people and cursing people. The image a Beis Din has to have in the eyes of the tzibur is a place of love. A place where you want to hang out, where you want to go. If a Beis Din has a reputation that on one day they issue a double curse, it sets a tone that Beis Din is not a happy place. Ein goyim shnei charamais biyamechad shnemar loy oisif lekalel oibes. And this just alone, this pasuk, pshat in this pasuk alone is kedai to learn the whole sefer Chassidim. After Adam, after the Mabul, it says loy oisif lekalel od. Loy oisif od lehakos. He's learning pshat in the pasuk in Noach that. Is a little rajush. When the Mabul was over, there were a lot of curses that came to the world. The world changed. Man's days were reduced from 1,000 years on a lifespan potential of 1,000 to 120 years. B'shagam hu adam v'hayu v'shagam v'hayu yamav. And then I think it says right out. Listen, it's Kedai to see the pasuk inside to get a better appreciation of what it says.
It's not the way we used to translate the pasuk.
Oh, that pasuk.
So how do we interpret it to me? We interpret that I'm not going to curse the world. There will never be a Mabul ever again.
Right.
But he's giving us much more, another insight into the pasuk. Bereishis Ches, pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ches, pasuk Chaf Aleph. Okay. Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem Vayikach Mikol HaBehema HaTahoira. Pasuk, here's the pasuk. Vayorach Hashem es reyach anichoyach. Vayomer Hashem el liboy. Loi oisif lekalel oid es hoadama ba'avur hoadam. I will no longer continue to curse the earth on account of man. Ki yetzer leiv hoadam ra min urav. And then it says it a second time. V'loy oisif oid lehakois. Okay, so there are two expressions. Loy oisif lekalel, v'loy oisif oid lehakois, es kol chai ka'asher osisi. Rashi, loy oisif, v'loy oisif. Rashi says, takes note of the repetition. Two expressions. I will not curse, and I will not smite. Kofal hadavar Lishvua. The reason why it is repeated is a general rule. Anything that is repeated in Chumash has the status of an oath. In Hashem's rules of language, Hashem does not need to say the word "I will swear." If Hashem says it twice, it means to make a shvua. Hu shekasev asher nishpati. Now we have an appreciation when it says in Yeshaya. In Yeshaya, it says that Hashem says, "I swore, I will may asher nishpati may avor." May Noach, and that's the Haftarah of Parashas Noach. I took a shavua that I will no longer bring a Mabul to this world. Where did you take a shavua? Hashem, you said I took an oath? You didn't take any oath. There's no record anywhere in Chamishe Chumshe Torah and Tanakh that Hashem took an oath that he will not destroy the world again with a Mabul. So Rashi says he did, because this pasuk, the fact that it says it twice, loy oisif v'loy oisif, this is the shvua, and now we understand pshat in the pasuk Yeshaya in the Haftarah, Hashem took an oath. V'loy matzina b'shvua, elazu shekof al devarav v'hi shvua, v'chein darshu chachamim b'meseches shvuas. Okay, so that's the pshat in the pasuk. However, let's now, the Sefer HaChassidim, he has a different take on this. And he says, one more time the words over here. It says over here, it says over here, Ein goyzim shnei chadames v'yamechot, shnemar loy oisif lekalel oid, v'loy oisif oid lehakos. It says here, he's just saying, I will not, it says it twice, loy oisif v'loy oisif. So he's interpreting this to mean, the reason why it's loy oisif is because it's double. The repetition itself is teaching us that it cannot be done twice. Let's see the Mefarish. The Mefarish of Yisrael, everything of Yomuk, Ratzaloymar. Okay, Kuf Mem Gil on the left side, the Perish Kadim on the left side. Ratzaloymar. The Gemara Yalfin the lav, oihein vehein trezine have shvu. That was the Rash that we have just quoted. The alze kosha lomalei kasa b'pasek b'chad lishna tahainu loshon haka. If that is the only drasha that the repetition is a shavuah, why then is there a different term used? It first says loy oisif lekalel, and then it says loy oisif lehakois. So it is not pure repetition. Loy oisif lekalel od, v'loy oisif od lehakois. Two different terms. So if this was purely repeated in order to make a shavuah, there should have been consistency in saying the same word twice. But it's not. So it must be this something more. In addition to the shavuah, there's another lesson. And what is the lesson? The answer is, the chosaf pam echal l'shoyn kolala. It changed, it deviated. It did not say the same exact term. Umeshanev chosa pamachas lishon kolala, and the other time it said lashon of haka elabal lirmois nami ala kolala sheloi tehe shnei pa'amim v'ze haklolu hu hacherim. The kolala is the curse. Lefichach ein goyim beis charamois. Period. Mash Omar v'chosa, that's already the next portion. So he seems to be saying is just the term loy oisif lekalel is, I'm not going to issue another curse. I've already issued one curse. I will not issue another curse. And when it says loy oisif lehakois, I've done once, I'm not going to do it twice. So what the Perush Kadmon is saying is he's reading, this is very, very common in this Perushim. A lot of the things in Sefer Hasidim we learn over and over are very, very abstract. They're very, very vague, and it allows itself for many interpretations. The Perush Kadmon is not really, what he's saying is not really literal in the words of the Sefer Hasidim, because the Sefer Hasidim, if this is really what he meant, he should not mention the word v'loy oisif od lehakois. According to the Perush Kadmon, the only drasha that we're really coming on to is loy oisif lekalel. You can't give another curse. It seems that loy oisif lehakois, let me ask you a general question. Can Beis Din give more than one person malkois per day? Let's say there are 10 people who have done an Avera, and they all deserve malkois arboim. Can they all line up? What time is your appointment for malkois? What is your appointment? Come back, you know, we call up this guy, we have a cancellation. Call up another guy, okay? Is there such a thing? Is there such a thing as giving more than one person malkois per day? The Pasha says yes. We've never heard otherwise. Adraba, it's a kapara. Inui hadin. It's an inui hadin to hold back a person deserves to be punished. Chazal said you're not allowed to hold back the punishment. It's inui hadin. Get it over with already. So it would seem there's no issue of giving a person malchus more than once a day. But the pasuk over here says v'loy oisif oid lehakos. For some reason we're not going to go there. We're not going to focus on that. But here it says le'osif le'kalel, to curse. He's making a drasha. You can't give more than one curse a day, because it's something that's his drasha. Le'osif le'acherim, as I was starting off explaining, you have to appreciate it's a curse, not the way it's used in today's vocabulary. Today's way we acherim just means we give the tzibur a command. We give them we make a request. Do not have anything to do with so-and-so. So what does the word Yikle Kalel have to do with his opening statement that a Beis Din is not allowed to issue a cherem more than once per day? We have to appreciate, like I started off, a cherem in the time of Chazal was primarily a curse. As a consequence of the curse, people did not have anything to do with an individual. Today we forgot about the Iker, and we're only toyface the Tafel, and we don't know, there's no curse. Beis Din doesn't have authority to curse anyone today. Beis Din has the authority today, if you can have, even if they even have that, is to give advice, people should stay away. But the Iker translation of a Cher is a curse. So now this expression, Oisif Lekalel, becomes very relevant. and he's reading into the Sefer Hasidim. That if the only reason why it says it twice, Lo Yosef Lekalel, Lo Yosef Lahakois, is to make a Shavua, it should use exactly the same term. The fact that it did not use the same term is telling us that we have an extra expression in the Pasuk that's not necessary. And what is that extra expression? Lo Yosef Lekalel, to teach us that a Bezdin cannot add more than one curse per day. You issued a curse, Adkan. Don't issue another curse. Now, indirectly, this interpretation is so amazing, because what does it reveal to us? It reveals to us that Hashem really would have wanted to curse this world more than he did when the Mabul was over. Adam sinned, Hashem destroyed the world. With destroying of the world, there was a curse. And Hashem, when the Mabul was over, there was curses. You have to read into the Pesukim what the curses are, what exactly the curses are when the world was over. But Hashem really was planning, if he had his way, to curse the world going forward more. It's being that Hashem is bound to follow halacha. So Hashem said, guess what, your lucky day today. Since I already cursed this world once today, I'm going to let you get away with it. I'm not going to issue a second curse. What would the second curse have been? I don't know, and I don't want to know. We don't want to know. But it appears, if you want to take the Sefer Chasidim to its natural conclusion, that's what it seems to come out. So in this little line over here, we learn already, just these two lines, you learn over here a whole bunch of amazing things. We have here a pasuk. First of all, Pshat in the pasuk, according to Rashi, this is a Shavua. Asher nishpati me'avar me'noyach. Question, if this really is a Shavua, why then is there inconsistency in the terminology? Why does it start with klala and conclude the second time with the word lehakos? Question, it has to be addressed. No one's addressing that. The Sefer Chasidus, I'm going to address that. There's another thing that's going to be taught over here. And it's teaching you, we're not going to focus on the significance of lehakos. Whatever reason, I don't know exactly why, that we're going to leave alone. But the fact that there's a change in terminology is coming to teach you, there's a principle in Bezdin, that Bezdin cannot issue on a day more than one curse. Incidentally, what do we learn from that? That Hashem was willing to issue more than one curse to the world when the Mabul was over, to show Hashem's anger, frustration with the chait of mankind that led to it. But Hashem says, since I am bound to follow the laws of the Torah, I made the Torah, I follow the Torah, and I'm not going to give a second curse, even though it's on the tip of my tongue. That's not the way the average person would shun the pasuk. The average person learns very positively. They look at this pasuk. How do you learn this pasuk? You learn cheder. It means that it's a bracha. Le'oisif le'kalel is a bracha. Oy, look what happened over here. I had no choice but to destroy the world because of the chait of Adam, mol arts chamas. I brought a mabul. But I'm now giving the world the ultimate bracha. I promise you, it's never going to happen again. There will never be a mabul. Global warming is blown.
It is.
It's not going to happen again. Le'oisif is never. It's a bracha. That's how we learn the pshat and the pasuk in cheder. The Sefer Chasidus is not pshat and the pasuk. He's saying, I'm giving you a klala. I'm giving this world, I'm very disappointed. I destroyed the world. And now the world is entering into version 2. Normally the next version is the new and improved. Every upgrade is usually better than the previous upgrade. That's not the way the world. When the world, after the Mabul, we're going down. You were happy with Windows 10, we're going back now to XP. We're going to downgrade. You're not going to have all of the security features you have in all the new versions. We're going down. And you know something? I would really want to give you another curse. I would want to infect your system with a virus. But you know what? I already gave you enough bad news today. I'm going to stop right here. A totally different way of looking at the pasuk, according to the Sefer Chasidim, than the way you're taught in first grade. It's not a bracha. It's a curse. And I'm just doing you a favor, and I'm not going to give the second curse that was really meant to be for the world. And what is the lesson for us? The lesson for us is, what's Taka the Lamedus? The Pashat the Lamedus is that don't Hashem does not want to be perceived as a bad guy, and it's enough to do one thing which is harsh, and a Beis Din has to be something which people don't look at as a nasty place.
That's what
we have a rainbow. What? Lag Omer. So you want to say the rainbow is the Veloy Oisif? That's the bris. That's Zoicher Habris. It's part of the bracha. I don't know. You want to connect that thing?
Isn't that a bracha ultimately?
Ultimately, it's a bracha, but you're starting out the whole perspective. It's a negative way to arrive at the bracha. It's not the way we're taught. We don't arrive at the bracha. The whole thing is a bracha just to in a negative way.
Yes.
We're taught this, pashtus, and this pasuk is a beautiful bracha. Hashem's giving a promise. He's not saying that. Okay, let's just try to finish this paragraph. I can not that just finish the paragraph very quickly, and then we have to go to learn Lag BaOmer. Achsiv, which is another pasuk, he quotes another pasuk. Betray Asar, the Sefer Malachi. We didn't learn that yet. Ki ani Hashem lo shanisi. I do not change. I do not. So once again, what is the simple translation of this world? Of this word, Hashem is not a wishy-washy. He's not a flip-flopper. He's not a politician. Okay, shanisi is a word. Gesundheit. I think that they should adopt this, and they have all different. Yeah, they have a different places where commissions in Eretz Yisrael where they add new words to modern Hebrew. Right, there's a place where you can submit. Like Orliad, he used to submit. I think he told me he once got a word in the modern Hebrew. He once submitted a new word. Always new words that are being added, and there's a whole technique where people submit. They need to put a new word for a certain thing, and people to give suggestions of what the word should be.
Well,
I
transliterated though. Well,
yeah, those are cop outs. Oh, some of them are very very bizarre. A cell phone is called a Pella.
Yeah.
A wonder. How could it be with no strings attached? You talk? There's a lot of funny things. All right, whatever. So I would submit that a politician, how do you say a politician in Hebrew? What?
What?
Chakron? Too nasty. I would submit shanisi. I would say shanisi, change. Shanisi. Hashem says, "Ki ani Hashem loy shanisi." I did not flip flop. I told you this way it's going to be, and that's the way it's going to be. I told you there are no taxes. Read my lips. No new taxes. There are no new taxes. Loy shanisi. I am not a politician. I would preserve even the form of the word, not to take away from the pasuk. But a politician is a shanisi. In order to refer you to this pasuk in the grammatical form, the politician is loy shanisi. I'm not a politician, Hashem says. That's the pshuto shel mikra. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. He says, okay, I accept shel mikra, but there's another pshat. Loy shanisi means I don't issue curses two in a day. I don't repeat. Once we issue one curse, there's no. That's it. The court is closed for the day. Everyone go home. I don't do it twice. I don't issue harsh decrees. You have to go to the context of the pasuk. You have to go to Malachi, and you got to go look at the context of the pasuk of there is referring to harshness. I'm not going to do it twice. I did it once. It's enough. V'samachle. How do we know lo shnis refers to a curse? Because look at the context. The next words are ba'me'era. Atem ne'arim, you are cursed. Bama'er means a curse, the curse in which you are cursed. And then he says, Bama'era is bigamatria cherem. A curse is, and I told you, and we are going to prove this, a cherem is a curse. And it also happens to be the gematria of cherem. Uchsiv, it says, what? One off? Koilel, about koilel. Next, and what's the third source? In Nachum, loisokum. Pa'amayim tzara. It will not be established twice. It's tzara, a difficult matzav, which is really a curse. So it comes out now, he has three, the Ein Goyzim Cherem El Abiyot. So it comes out now, three independent sources to teach you the principle that Beis Din does not issue a curse twice in a day. One is from Noach, one is from Malachi, and one is from Nachum. I'm sure there must be good drush to understand why this team, we will have different three people, three different part of the team, they're part of the team, three people, why these three people, they come together to teach us this principle that Hashem does not curse, that a Bezdin may not curse twice in a day, because Hashem does not issue a curse twice in one period of time. And then he concludes, "Ve'im goyzim chayim ella bayoyim." Another halacha, a curse only issued by day. Shenema vayikalel es yomo. It says in Yirmiyah he cursed the that day. What is it referring to? So Mr. Remes, the day he was born. Yirmiyah, he cursed the day he was born because it's a miserable life, he said about himself. I have a life of misery, of seeing horrible, horrible news. Horrible things the whole day. And some of these rebbes, they say that about themselves. What do most rebbes do the whole day? They listen to tzaras. That's what they do the whole day. The whole day they sit and listen. No one comes back to tell the rebbes the good news. Okay? They come to tell them the tzaras. Very people, they always complain to the rebbes. I give brachas and I'm spalel. No one ever comes back to tell me what happens. And sometimes good things taka happen. Good things, there are solutions once in a while. There's good news. That they don't come back and tell me. The whole day, they listen to tzara. Some of them say the imam should go out of their mind. I know someone over here, I don't want to say his name. There's a person over here, a very big person over here. He deals with the biggest schmutz. All the stories, I heard this firsthand. All the garbage like out there, they go to these rashivas and they say, "We got a problem. We got a problem. And they, what's the problem? And they start revealing some information, and they say, "This is above my pay grade. I can't deal with this. Go to someone else." So there's one person, this community that listens. He deals with it. He takes it upon himself. He deals. He has authority. He carries weight. He's a big guy, and he makes decisions. He tells people what to do, and they listen to him. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But he takes upon himself to work. And people give him a lot of praise. They give him high praise, even though people are very critical of him because he does things that not everyone is so happy with. But I heard this from him. I'm not going to fight with him because at least he deals with things that no one else wants to touch. And even though not everyone is so happy, but at least someone's willing to know who else are you going to bring your problems to? He's willing. So I heard him tell someone I know very well. He talks to him also. He says he's literally going out of his mind. Listening to this stuff the whole day, the only menucha he has is he gives a shir, and he prepares for the shir. And when he prepares the shir, he enters into a world, he closes the telephone, and for that period of time he prepares, and he delivers the shir for whatever is 2-3 hours that he's involved. That's the only sane moment he has during the day. He's able to go into an oasis of sanity because after the shir is over, the lining up and the things that go into his head that he hears about, literally he's going out of his mind. So here, who did this? Yirmiyah cursed himself because he said, Why did he hear me curse? Because he hear me say, I listened the whole day to Nevuah of the greatest horrors are going to come upon Klal Yisrael. I'm going out of my mind, seeing these prophecies, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. I can't deal with this. He cursed his day. So the Gemara makes a drosha. It says, Vayikalas Yomo, the juxtaposition of the word Yom, and Vayikalal teaches that a Bezdin can only make a curse by day, not at night. What's the lumnus? Why day, not by night? Because a curse is a spiritual matter. It's just like the reason why you're not supposed to learn Chumash Tanakh at night. We don't do it today. You can do whatever you want because today we're not on a level where it makes a difference. You're not supposed to say, tell them at night, because night is a time of din, harshness. Torah Shebichsav is a learning of din. Torah Shebalpeh is a learning of rachamim. So at night you learn Torah Shebal Peh in order to dilute the time of din with mercy. To learn Tanakh and Tehillim at night, which in essence is an element of din, during a time of din it's dangerous because you're compounding din with din. Right, then today it's not relevant.
It's
today. Chassidim, the reason why they don't say Tachnon, Chassidim, they don't say Tachnon because they really, Chassidim, according to their own bylaws, are only supposed to be saying Davening Mincha at the very, very end of the day. Okay, that's their bylaws. They're supposed to daven Mincha, not after Shkia, with Shkia. The very end. The end of the day is Din. Falling Tachnon is Din. It's dangerous. Dangerous to compound Din with Din. If you daven Mincha early at 1:45, then you can say Tachnon. But if you're going to daven Mincha with Shkia, it's too dangerous. So what happened? Once they don't say Tachnon then, so they don't say Tachnon all day. It's not right. You don't compound din. So like, that's why some do. In fact, the Ger Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, he was Goyzer. You have the first mincha. You have to say Tachnon whether you like it or not. The second already, it's already connected to the nighttime. So already they make or they don't want to do this. The ikalumdis of why they don't do this din with din. It's exactly what it says in Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim is, a klala is din. You're going to curse the guy at night, it'll turn into a gal shalat samais. The curse will be so intense, he'll be finished. Because it's a curse which is din at night, a time of din. So therefore, when you curse a person, at least it should be during a time of day. We have rachamim in order to dilute the intensity of the curse. These are all esoteric matters, obviously. Okay, a person should be cursing altogether. Okay, but we learn over here a lot. We learn quite a bit. We're going to stop here for 2 minutes. And we're going to learn about Lag BaOmer. I want to go through some very important yisoides.
On Friday night. I don't want to do this.
Were you talking about Rav Davidson? Is that what you're talking about?
No. No. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a person today who's not religious.
No, I'm talking about the rabbi who handles all the problems.
No, I'm not. He's also.
You mentioned about the novel. I remember you mentioned about 2 weeks ago. You said that what Hashem did was, you mentioned about with a smartphone, you take the shovel, you could do so many things with it. So Hashem made it so that people wouldn't be able to go so far and to destroy the world anymore. But he said, B'nai Yisrael, that they're able to do greatness or even to bring things down. Because remember you mentioned that you even spoke about it before. You said, if you go on the ship and you go into a cabinet and you mess things up, they don't know about it. He said, B'nai Yisrael, if they go do something, like the cabinet, they'll find out about it right away.
No, I don't need to give it out. I don't want to give it out. I took the one. I changed my mind. I'm not going to give it out. I'm not going to give it out.